In Jesus' name, the epistle. Whatever is good and perfect comes to us from God above, who created all heaven's lights. Unlike them, he never changes or casts shifting shadows. In his goodness, he chose to make us his own children by giving us his true word. And we, out of all creation, become his choice possessions. This reading sits in James. James, the one letter in the New Testament that stands clearly in the tradition of the wisdom literature of Israel. And the wisdom literature of Israel focuses primarily on behavior. So I would encourage you and I to focus on our behavior as well. For instance, if you claim to be religious but don't control your tongue, you are just fooling yourself and your religion is worthless. 126. Or, but if you are bitterly jealous and there is selfish ambition in your hearts, don't brag about being wise. That is the worst kind of lie, for jealousy and selfishness are not God's kind of wisdom. Such things are earthly, unspiritual, and motivated by the devil. For wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and every kind of evil. 3:14, 16. Or, what I think is a message for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, what is causing the quarrels and fights among you? Isn't the whole army of evil desires at war within you? You want what you don't have, so you scheme and kill to get it. 4:1-2. Well, James, as does all wisdom literature, takes us through lots of human behavior, behavior that is fairly common even for seminarians or seminary faculty or seminary staff. He encourages the 12 tribes of the dispersion and by the inspiration of God's Holy Spirit, us this day, to focus candidly on how we act. The use of our tongue, behavioral favoritism based on wealth, behaviors toward others motivated by jealousy, greed, anger, lust, actions that attempt to gain the possessions of others, evil desires that lead to evil actions and the like. And so life is. Behavior turned destructively. God's gift, the perfect gift, is our whole self, our bodies, a part of which is our tongue, but our tongue can be used destructively. God's perfect gift, this planet and the resources of the creation, and we use up resources and scheme to gain more, twisted to destructiveness. God's perfect gift, the community of people who follow Christ, and we turn it and find reasons to quarrel and fight even amongst ourselves. And so life is, and so humankind is, and so we are too. I encourage each of us to examine the perfect gifts that God has placed in our lives. So examine in the James tradition of human behavior. Look not to your minds, but rather your behaviors. Identify one perfect gift of God given to you that you've turned destructively. Be merciless with yourself. This is, after all, the first action of all Lutheran spirituality based on law and gospel. Merciless self-examination of actual behavior and its destructive impact. So take a moment. Identify it. more than one actually could come to mind. It does for me. At the foot of the cross and in the power of the empty tomb, I tell you what is James' witness. The pure gift of God is Christ. And through Christ, you and I, despite our destructive turns, become God's choice possession. Whatever is your behavior, bring it to the altar this day, where God in Christ embraces you with God's love, wraps you in the arms of Christ, and declares you his choice possession. We gain power this way in sacrament and word to become more constructive with God's gifts. James has lots of ideas on this as well. But inevitably, in a fallen world, we will fall and turn the gifts into destructive use again and again. And again and again, we come to the foot of the cross. And again, Christ's love changes things and changes us. Indeed, whatever is good and perfect comes to us from God above. And we, out of all creation, have become his choice possession. Amen.